Super bullish crypto company.
This is one of the only companies smart enough to build the bridge between traditional finance and decentralized finance.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing a company that has built the bridge between traditional finance and decentralized finance in order to onboard billions in potential institutional money.
What they're doing is very revolutionary, and I'm surprised that there's not more companies out there doing this. Like, it's a no-brainer to me because they're doing a lot of the things that we do on the everyday basis, which allows us to capitalize on the Web3 DeFi markets. So this is a company that is publicly traded, but it's giving the everyday investor traditional means of access to Web3. And they've done it through a variety of different ways. They have a ton of different revenue streams. And I think it's really important that we talk about it today because the institutional money is going to pile in and they're going to do it via companies like this.
For sure. If you've been watching the show, you've noticed a bit of a trend lately, and that's we've started to look at companies that are set up to onboard institutions into crypto. You can see what's been fueling the current crypto bull run, the current Bitcoin bull run. It's institutions. We look at the Bitcoin ETF, which is, you know, backed by BlackRock, Fidelity, all these different people. Then we look at the Ethereum ETF narrative. It's clear that the money isn't really coming from retail yet. It's institutions. And that's what we all kind of wanted. We said, look, we need mass adoption. We need institutional money. We need big money coming into crypto. But the thing about institutions is they're slow moving. And they're maybe a little bit cold to onboard new technology. That's where companies like the one we're going to talk about today come into play. They're making it easy and very straightforward and accessible for institutions to, you know, welcome the world of staking, welcome the world of Web3, blockchain, decentralized finance into their institutional portfolios and start to enjoy some of these yields, these staking, all this kind of stuff. That's DeFi, right? That's what decentralized finance is. So this company is doing something innovative. No one's talking about it, and you need to watch this episode until the end to find out.
And it's not just the institutions. This is going to allow the everyday retail, you know, the baby boomers, the people who have been used to utilizing their simple brokerage account who aren't familiar with setting up a Web3 wallet and aren't familiar with how to access these different dApps. This company is doing it all for them. Mm-hmm. And it makes it really easy, and it's a way to generate yield, and it's safe and secure. So it gives investors that sense of security, which is really important. This company we've talked about before, actually, because of their collaboration with CoreDAO. Many of our viewers and listeners should know how bullish we are on CoreDAO because of the way that they are bridging and making it really easy to have institutional money stake their Bitcoin, staying on the Bitcoin blockchain, earning yield securely. That's where this company comes into play, and that's what they're also going to be doing.
100%. So the name of the company we're talking about today is DeFi Technologies. Now, this is not actually a crypto coin. This is a crypto company. It's publicly traded on the American stock market, the OTC market. The ticker is DEFTF. So it's an important denomination. We typically talk about crypto coins, but this is such an interesting opportunity. Obviously, this is not financial advice. This is just our opinion. But it seems like there's a lot of these undervalued crypto companies that may actually be operating in the world of traditional finance traded on the stock market. So while we are covering a crypto company today, keep in mind, this is a stock. So this is a bit of a different opportunity than we usually talk about. So keep your ears peeled.
Let's break down exactly how DeFi Technologies is making money. And it looks like they have four different main revenue streams. The very first one would be through Valour Assets Management. And they're providing exchange-traded products, which allows the everyday retail investor to get into the DeFi protocols. It synthetically tracks the value of underlying assets in DeFi. So it's kind of like the way these ETF works. You're not necessarily owning the Bitcoin itself, you're owning the synthetic aspect of it, which gives you that broader exposure to the market.
I mean, that's such an important thing in investing is we know what institutions like. They like earning yield on their investments. And Bitcoin is already an asymmetric investment opportunity. But with this ETP that's created by DeFi in partnership with Valour, now not only can they own stacks of Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever in the future, we already know they own stacks of Bitcoin. Now, through this ETP, they can start earning yield on their Bitcoin without giving up the Bitcoin, right? So this really is a very, very revolutionary financial instrument. A very revolutionary product. And I think even though it's very much at the early stages, like, you know, institutions are going to be slow to adopt and adapt to these new technologies. But once it's proven that this works and they can earn real yield, I think you're going to see companies like DeFi and, you know, obviously, again, not financial advice, the value of the company could, you know, dramatically increase once people realize this actually works.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this is a company with a sub $300 million market cap. And you have to realize the assets under management for Valour is approximately $1 billion. They have single asset ETPs like Avalanche, ICP, Ethereum, all the names that everybody's already familiar with. Then they have their joint ventures and physically backed assets, like the one that we talked about with the Valour Bitcoin staking via the Core ETP in collaboration with the Core Foundation, who we've been heavily bullish on over the past few months. You need to look at these numbers are expected to grow. So the blockchain growth in the blockchain gaming market expected to grow to $39 billion. The metaverse market, $13 trillion. We have 400 million crypto users worldwide. We're expected to reach $1 billion over the next 5 years. So you have to expect that these assets under management for such a small company is going to continue to grow exponentially.
Yeah, 100%. All you have to do is look at their recent financial performance, right? So they've got record operating revenues of $13 million, operating net income of $5 million. But here's the important part. The assets under management, as you just mentioned, grew nearly 80% to over 900 million Canadian, right? So not only do we have significant revenue growth from staking, lending, and management fees, the actual assets under management for DeFi technology have grown tremendously. So when you look forward for 2024 and beyond, as you said, we're in a growth phase for crypto and the entire blockchain Web3 market as a whole. You look at the current market cap sitting well under 300 million. I think, you know, obviously a conservative valuation would, you know, if we see the crypto market continue to unfold as our hypothesis thinks it will, you know, if we see Bitcoin soar to all-time highs, I think it's going to be a rising tide lifts all boats. I wouldn't be surprised to see the valuation of the DeFi Technologies company and the stock go over $1 billion, right? So where that would put the share, you know, you can look at the chart now and see the current valuation. Again, I have to say, not financial advice. This is just our opinion. But we like these innovative, lower cap crypto stocks to potentially ride the crypto wave. I mean, we talked about the Coinbase stock on this show about a year ago, right? And the Coinbase stock went from, what, 30 to 300?
Yeah, crazy.
So that's large cap crypto stocks. Now we're talking about a smaller cap crypto stock because typically the large caps go first, then the smaller caps. So when you dig into what DeFi technology is doing and you look at their valuation, you say, well, this could be a hidden gem.
Yeah, assets under management growing 800% since December of 2022, which is absolutely crazy. So they have three other ways they generate a lot of revenue. The other one is DeFi Ventures. And this is a really lucrative way of making some really good money. Like kind of view it like a Pantera, if you will, another VC company that we've talked about in the past. So they're able to get diversified positions in different upcoming projects. So like the pre-seeds, the Series A funding, you know, whenever you see like a coin is launching, DeFi Technologies is able to get in at the ground level, which is going to help, you know, their investors as well. They also have the DeFi infrastructure. So I'm not sure if many people know this, but they're running nodes on DeFi protocols. They have a partnership with Coinbase Cloud for secure node infrastructure. In addition to the running nodes on Solana, they're receiving rewards right now for securing the Solana network. This company is like super innovative the way that they're approaching everything. Like, this is stuff that we talk about every single day. It's nice to see a company on Wall Street doing something very similar. And there's not a lot of them out there that are doing this.
Yeah, I mean, that's why this is such an interesting company right now, not only for the technology they've developed, not only for the fact that they have put themselves in a position to onboard billions in institutional money, but when you look at catalysts moving forward, like even aside from the fact that I think we're still in the middle of a massive crypto bull run, so all crypto companies could see large increases in their valuations, this is a very interesting thing to note. They've got a share buyback program that is about to be initiated. So they plan to buy back up to 27 million shares. That's approximately, at time of recording, around $70 million Canadian. Like, this is massive. So they're going to be massively supporting the cash balance of the company, reducing the supply of shares on the open market. So, you know, for a lot of you viewers that are, you know, maybe crypto native and haven't really delved into stocks, this is like, you know, the crypto company burning coins or buying back coins. The fact that DeFi Technologies is going to be buying back their shares not only shows that they are extremely bullish and extremely optimistic of the future of the company, but if you already own or are looking to get into this company, seeing such a dramatically large share buyback program for DeFi can be seen as nothing but bullish.
Yeah, and I was going through their balance sheet and look at their operating costs and their debt servicing costs, and they're fixed. Like, these are fixed costs. You know, when you look at the projections for the rest of the year and how they've been operating for the first half of the year. So their operating costs are fixed at $600,000. Their debt servicing costs are fixed at $200,000. But the revenue forecasts are in the millions and growing exponentially every single month. So when you factor in the stock price, when you factor in their costs, you factor in the growth of the blockchain market and their different revenue streams. They also have a reflexivity research with Anthony Pompliano and Will Clemente. So having those, you know, how much money these research side of things actually generates, to have those two on board as well, I think is really big.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks to the way that we found out naturally about DeFi. We started to see it pop up in our feeds was through their partnership, as you mentioned, with CoreDAO.
Yeah.
You know, we've obviously been massively bullish on CoreDAO from the start. It's performed very well, but to see CoreDAO, you know, work with DeFi, and then you see names like Anthony Pompliano. Like, Pomp has come out and done full articles all about DeFi tech. So it's nice to see DeFi tech starting to get out there with some of the names that maybe, like, you know, Pomp has a massive following. Mm. And then CoreDAO, we know, has a massive following in Asia. So it's nice to see DeFi tech starting to work with some of these big names, both in crypto. You know, Pomp is kind of like crossover Web 2, Web 3, fintech, crypto, everything.
Yeah.
So it's clear that they've got like a nice marketing plan to get their name out there to different communities. It's clear they've got innovative tech to bring institutions in. And with the catalyst moving forward, I feel like DeFi tech has to be one of the names on your watch list. If you're an investor, if you're into stocks, if you're into crypto, this is looking like a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, for a company that's growing 78% year over year, I'm not one to say that the company valued, overvalued, or undervalued, but it is interesting to see, you know, the direction that the blockchain space is heading, the ETPs that they're offering, the security, the safety, and what appears to be first mover advantage. There's a lot of positive signs for DeFi Technologies.
All of this interesting information is why we chose to officially partner with DeFi Tech for this episode. Obviously, this is not financial advice. This is just our opinion, and this was a sponsored episode.
Make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.